You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Happy holidays. It's a most wonderful time of the year. And to continue in our holiday spirit, we have invited some old friends from the Wakefield Concert Band. Barry and Jill Lieberman are here. Welcome, Barry and Jill. Nice to see you.
Good to see you, Mike. It's always nice to come back here with you.
Barry is the director of the band, and along with him this time, although, Barry, the last time you were here, the dog was with you.
Yeah, Daisy was here.
Daisy's doing fine, I understand. She's still hanging in there.
Yeah,
so
she's doing very well.
Well, happy holidays to Daisy, although she's not in the studio with us. But instead, you brought someone that can speak a little better than Daisy was doing. That's your president of the Wakefield Concert Band, David Stevenson. Welcome, David.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting both of us, Mike. And I hope that I can do a good job replacing Daisy tonight.
Well, there you go. Besides being president, having nothing to do with being president, he is also the announcer of the band, which means he has a better voice than I do. So it's I'm not jealous yet, but we'll see how the program goes. So don't be too good, okay?
I will try my best.
All right. That'll be great. We have a lot of things to talk about. Jill is in the background here with us. She'll clap whenever necessary if something comes up, or maybe we'll even get her on microphone in a minute. How about just a hello, how are you?
It's wonderful to be here, Mike, with all of you. Thank you.
We were talking before the show started, Barry, about some of the wonderful things that happened in the past, in the last year. Lots of money raised for the community and different organizations. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the community is very supportive of what we do, and one of our special events of the year happens in May, and it's the hospital fundraiser, South County Hospital fundraiser. And this year, we had a wonderful turnout in the theater at the South Kingston High School, and we raised, Jill, was it $10,500 this year, which was just a wonderful way to show our support of the hospital and the community. Just enjoyed the concert. It was a wonderful day, and we will be doing it again in the spring, in May, and we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Yeah, great. And obviously we'll be able to have you back in the spring and talk about that and promote that a little bit. You had a concert just the other night that went great, and you have another one tomorrow night coming up in Newport. Tell us about that, David.
Well, the concert is at the Jesus Saves Church in Newport. It's on Broadway in Newport. It's a 7 o'clock concert, and it's a fundraiser for the church.
Great. And tickets are pretty reasonable. I see in your promotion that tickets are only $10.
I believe that's correct, yes.
That's pretty inexpensive, so it's a wonderful way to help the benefits of people in need on Aquidneck Island. So that's
Mike, I had to correct myself. I believe that's a 6:30 concert.
So, well, if they get there,
if they get there at 7, you'll be half an hour late.
But otherwise, be in Newport 6:30 for the concert. And then next week, the biggie, the holiday concert band at South Kingstown High School. And what kind of music are we going to be hearing, David?
Well, we're going to be playing some Christmas music and some symphonic music. I think you'll really enjoy the concert, Mike. It's a great variety of music and a great depth of music. And at the end of the performance, it's a 7 o'clock performance at South Kingston High School. It's a free concert. There are no tickets. You just come and enjoy. It's one of the gifts that we give to the community. And at the end of the concert, we invite people to stay and with us and mill and enjoy each other and enjoy some refreshments. We always make some. The band members, the 85 band members, we are an 85-piece band now. Most of us make things to share at the at a collation after the concert.
Excellent, excellent. And Barry, when you're selecting music for a concert like this, it's I'm sure it's quite an undertaking because you have so many to choose from. How do you decide what goes where?
Well, certainly they're always the classics, and we'll be hearing some of those tonight. But this year, we're actually stretching the band a little bit. The quality of the band has improved. The musicianship has improved from some of the young high school kids that we have and to the community members. So we're stretching the band a little bit, and we'll probably hear a little bit later of Russian Christmas music and O Magnum Mysterium. So that stretches us out of our comfort zone a little bit. With two very challenging pieces. And then, of course, we do the classics. Mm-hmm. We're going to hear a little bit in a few seconds, the Christmas Festival, and we'll hear White Christmas and A Wonderful Time of the Year and Sleigh Ride. And, of course, you hear that quite a bit this time of year.
Right. Songs like Sleigh Ride and White Christmas and Carol of the Bells and those more traditional, First Noel and so forth. But Christmas Festival, some people might not recognize the title. Tell us about that. That's what we're going to hear now. Tell us a little bit about
that. Yeah, our first selection tonight is the Christmas Festival by Leroy Anderson. And you're right, most people wouldn't recognize the title. But when you hear the melodies that Leroy Anderson has put together in a special way, Boston Pops does it every year, as does most orchestras. And the Wakefield Concert Band has a good time every year performing this piece.
Thank you.
beautiful music being played by the Wakefield Concert Band. And about how long ago was this recording done? 5 years? 10 years?
No, this years? Particular recording we performed last year.
Okay.
We played every holiday, every Christmas, so we did this particular recording last year.
Excellent. David, the organization is obviously a nonprofit organization, but one of the issues with any nonprofit organization is funding. How do you go about sustaining your organization?
Well, that is indeed the question of the decade, because up until 2 years ago, we were partially funded by the town of South Kingstown. They gave us a very nice stipend. And with the money that we do make for some of the concerts, we do get paid for many of our concerts, and that money helps us to buy music, to make sure that we have practice space for all kinds of odds and ends that it really does take to make a band work.
Right.
And we are no longer funded by the town, so now we are on our own, and we are actively looking for some more concert dates for different organizations, for their fundraisers or for whatever. For instance, this coming summer, we are playing at the Balloon Festival run by the Rotary Club. We are playing there on the Saturday night, and a number of other venues around that do pay us, and we are actively looking for people who would like to sponsor a band, either with a very big check, or we have also been getting some smaller checks as well. We are indeed counting on the community. We are part of the community. We certainly give a lot to that, to South County, and we get a lot back from them, and that indeed is a major issue for us.
Well, excellent. So if you're listening and you happen to be in a position to perhaps even be a corporate sponsor or something like that, or can put a good word in, that would be
very helpful.
And if you're looking for information about the band, you can go to the website, and a lot of stuff you can find there, and that is
WakefieldConcertBand.com.
Well, that's a tough one to remember.
WakefieldConcertBand.com. It's a beautiful website. We have a terrific webmaster.
All right, great. Let's get to another piece of music in this segment, and this one is perhaps maybe a couple different names. We're calling it Carol of the Drum.
Yeah,
right?
Carol of the Drum is what we call it, but most people would know it as the Little Drummer Boy.
All right, great. We'll take a listen to that and then be back with more after a commercial break with the Wakefield Concert Band.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments. Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with the Wakefield Concert Band tonight. Barry Lieberman is here. Jill is in our studio audience. David Stevenson is also here. He is the president and announcer of the band. And we've been listening to some great holiday music, and we have something very interesting coming up. And we touched on how you pick music in the first segment, and this is kind of an interesting story you told me off air about this next piece. How did this come about?
Yeah, the band has been improving steadily over the years, and as well as the size of the band, and the instrumentation is in flux, so we have some wonderful players, and I decided to do something a little different this year for this holiday season. And we're doing Russian Christmas music written by Alfred Reed. It's a little bit out of the box for us and very challenging, and it utilizes many of our musicians as soloists. And in particular, we have one of our members plays, besides oboe, plays the English horn. And so this piece also features her on the English horn here. Alfred Reed wrote this piece in 1944, and he was actually asked to write it to improve relations with the Soviet Union. And so he came up with this piece, Russian Christmas music, using the melodies from Russia, some of their folk songs. And you may even recognize the music when you hear it, but it's not your traditional Christmas holiday music.
Right. It's something that the audience might not have heard before.
Probably not, and as well as the band. So in learning this piece, I used a little different technique. I found recordings of this music and sent it out to the band through the email and asked them to listen to it, to get used to it. And so when we did start to practice it, they were more familiar with it, and it seems to have helped them quite a bit.
Is the one that we're going to listen to one of the recordings you sent out?
This particular recording is not us, because we haven't performed it yet. We will be performing it tomorrow night.
Okay.
But this is by a wonderful group from Japan, the Tokyo Kasai Wind Orchestra, actually, they call themselves.
We'll give it a listen right now. It is fairly lengthy, so we're going to take up the rest of this segment with it, and we'll listen to as much as possible.
Thank you. The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States and Europe, Dr. Michael Suo is one of the most creative artists of the 21st century. His paintings hang in private collections all over the world and are fast becoming one of the biggest collectibles of our time. Dr. Suo's gallery is in the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. There he teaches oil painting, sculpture, and fresco painting. Students taking these classes will be introduced by demonstration and hands-on experience to techniques not usually taught in American schools of art. Artists will learn the process used by the masters and explained through step-by-step demonstration. Dr. Suo is also available for commissions, lectures, and private lessons. Visit his website at drmichaelsuoart.com or call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano. We're sitting with Barry Lieberman and David Stevenson of the Wakefield Concert Band and listening to some great music they have provided for us, some of which was played by the band and some by other people. But speaking of the band, you mentioned earlier there's about 85 pieces or so. And if someone would like to join the band, how do they go about doing that?
Mike, that's really quite easy. They go to our website, wakefieldconcertband.com, and there's a place for them to click on, and they can come directly to me and send me their information, and I'd be glad to get back to them. We're always looking for new players, even though we're quite large now. It's a community band, and we don't audition people, and we just want people to have a good time, and we find that you stick with us for a bit, you will have a good time with this organization.
Excellent.
And you will also improve as a musician. I joined this band in the late 80s, and the band was about, we were somewhere around 22 or 23 members at the time, and we had a good time, and we made some nice music. But when Barry joined about 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, he somehow has that magnetic ability to draw not only numbers of people, but very skilled people. And he's been able to fill some difficult slots up to the point where we now have not only a very big musical organization, but we are now a very good community band.
It's also, I would imagine, complete. I would think if you get down to where you only have 20 or so people, then you start to be missing, well, I'd really like to have more sound out of the trumpets or whatever. Is that kind of the case?
Well, that certainly can happen, but our instrumentation is pretty well balanced right now. Certainly, a band conductor is always looking for the bottom. I love the low brass and the low woodwinds, but the band is right now doing very well, and I'm so pleased with everybody in the group. And as a matter of fact, we have quite a few junior high and high school students. Even though we're mostly adults, we have found that we have attracted some young people, and they're just wonderful to have in the group.
Excellent. I can't wait. I have a harmonica that I think I might, sign up for and bring along with me and maybe play a note here or there.
Just tune it up and come on down.
Okay. Let's get back to the holiday music, and it is the most wonderful time of the year, and this is the band playing this piece, right?
Yeah, this is one of the pieces we recorded at last year's concert, and we like to pull it out every so often, and it's just a wonderful piece, and everybody always enjoys listening to it.
Thank you.
agree. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Barry, let's try to squeeze an extra piece of music in here and tell us about this next one, White Christmas.
Oh, White Christmas has been around for so many years, one of Irving Berlin's classics. And every time you hear it, it just brings back such great memories. And the band recorded this as well last year, and you'll hear this tomorrow night.
Christmas, I still believe, the most popular of all the holiday tunes. Is that right?
It could be the most recorded piece of music forever, and maybe the Beatles have slid something in there, but this is certainly right at the top.
There we go, White Christmas. And we're going to close with another popular one, but just before that, we want to give you all the information once again. Concert tomorrow night, where, David?
The concert tomorrow night is at the Jesus Savior Church on Broadway in Newport. That's at 6:30. And next week, on the 19th, Monday the 19th, we'll be at South Kingstown High School. That's a 7 o'clock concert. It's a free concert, and we provide some refreshments. And what we do ask is the community to please bring some toiletries or toiletries that can be used for the Johnny Cake Center. I know we often think of food with Johnny Cake Center, but they could also use some other items that cleaning products to use around the house.
So, all right. Toiletries to benefit the Johnny Cake Center of Peacedale. And that's a wonderful cause. And if you don't happen to have any, you might just be able to give a donation or something
that
like that.
That will indeed be welcome.
All right. And we have a great website to go to. If you haven't written all this information down and you want to remind yourself, you go to wakefieldconcertband.com. Okay, wakefieldconcertband.com. And everything you want to know will be right there. Barry, thank you so much for coming in this evening. It's always great to see you again.
Such a pleasure, Mike. Appreciate
David,
it very much.
Thank you. David, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting us.
And it's always great to have Jill here as our studio audience. I hope you come back in the spring, and you all be here, and we'll talk about some of the things happening then. Let's go out with this last one, real popular.
Another Leroy Anderson's ever-popular sleigh ride.
Thank you very much. We'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.